listening to Triple J with the Doctor, and it's time to meet Grimes. Whoop, there we go. Sorry, there we go. There we go. Hey. All right, so about a month ago, Grimes was announced for the Meredith Festival, which is excellent. Many, many people were excited, and then people were going, what about the sideshows? Where are Grimes' sideshows? So, on the line, I have Grimes. How you doing? What about the sideshows?
What are sideshows?
This is going to be this is going to be awkward if you're not aware of what sideshows are. Sideshows are the other shows, the club shows you play around the time of a festival.
Oh, this is terrible, but I usually just don't know my dates or anything like that. I don't actually know. I'm really sorry. I don't check my email very much. I don't know.
I just read that you had like about 1,000 emails. You tried to answer 10 and you just gave up.
Yeah, I just like stopped. I have an automated response right now that says, I'm sorry, I'm not answering emails at this time.
That's awesome.
There's just too many. I just have no idea.
You do know, though, that you're coming to Australia.
I know I'm going to Australia, and I know I'm playing Meredith, and I know I'm playing like 4 or 5 other shows.
That's all we wanted. But, that is it.
Okay.
They are the sideshows. You are playing a sideshow in Melbourne, a sideshow in Brisbane, and a sideshow in Sydney, and I'll give the dates out very, very soon. But it's pretty cool. I'm glad we finally got that. I noticed your dad has been to Australia.
Yeah, well, in like the 70s.
Okay, it hasn't changed too much. What have you heard about Australia?
I mean, my dad's always like, there's snakes and alligators, and it's super dangerous. But I don't know. As far as my like, I have friends from Australia who are just like, I hear Melbourne's really cool. I know it's going to be summer for you guys when I come, which is great because winter in Canada sucks. So that'll be nice.
Who are you bringing with you? What's the Grimes show comprise?
We're still figuring that out right now. Probably, I mean, I definitely want to bring at least 2 dancers. I'm not sure if it'll be guys or girls, and definitely a bubble machine. I have like an industrial bubble machine, and like I have all this extra footage of stuff that can't go in music videos. So I'm like trying to create a really cool thing that can be projected and stuff.
But didn't your dancers? Don't they set themselves on fire?
Well, I always have different dancers in different cities because obviously it's cheaper to not fly people. So just whenever I have friends in cities, I usually try to get them to dance. But yes, at Lollapalooza, 2 of my dancers lit themselves on fire by accident. They'd practiced with the flames, you know, at home and it had been fine, but I guess it was just really rowdy and there were a lot of people and stuff, so it kind of got out of control and they got burned.
All right, so if you're looking for Australian dancers, do we want people who are well-rehearsed with fire dancing?
Well, as long as they're okay with getting burnt, they don't need to be well-rehearsed.
Hey, we're talking to Grimes, who is going to be in Australia playing at the 6th of December at the Corner in Melbourne, then the 7th is Meredith, 8th at the Zoo in Brisbane and the Oxford Art Factory in Sydney. Also read that as well as, you know, the Grimes music you're doing, you're thinking of changing things up and going into some dark industrial reggaeton direction?
I mean, I always change things. I think I did an interview where some people kind of got confused about what I was saying. For me, the fun thing is just making music. And sometimes you just make stuff and it's just so outrageous and like you would never show it to anyone, but it's just really fun to make. And that's just like what I like to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I do want to make industrial music. I do want to make reggaeton and moombaton and other things like that. But it's not, there's no, never going to be a project that isn't Grimes.
I was going to say, what about the project where you're mashing up TLC and Maynard from Tool?
I mean, that'll just be Grimes. I don't know. I probably won't even release it. I mean, I like to make music and not put it out. I don't know. I have a lot of recordings like that that I don't know if I could release them. Like, scream. Like, I grew up listening to punk, like, punk and industrial and goth. And I don't know. I have trouble recording music like that that sounds good. Generally, that music is so guitar-driven a lot of the times, and I don't play the guitar, so it's kind of weird.
You know, I interviewed Maynard from Tool a couple of weeks ago. He's coming out next year.
That's so cool. He's like one of my idols.
He
I love Tool.
He took the phone call from his vineyard. You know, he's got that Caduceus Cellars. He makes wine. That's pretty much all he does. But he said he doesn't play guitar either, like you, but he has his own range of guitar picks. So maybe you could just get into that and just sell Grimes guitar picks without having any guitar skills at all.
Maybe. I could sell, like, custom harps or something. That would be nicer.
Triple J, that is Oblivion and by Grimes. And Grimes is on the phone. Can I ask about the video for that? What stadium were you in when you shot that?
It's like my university. Well, I don't go to university now, but it was the local stadium. And it's really funny because the home team actually lost. while we were filming that, which was really pretty funny.
You say that you didn't, you're not at university anymore, but when you were at university, didn't you study a combination of Russian literature, neuroscience, and philosophy?
Sort of. I mean, I had a double major. Well, I did a general arts and science degree with a double major in neuroscience and philosophy and a double minor in electroacoustics and Russian language.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that somehow ended up in your music.
I guess so. I mean, I don't really, I mean, the main thing I learned from education is that I don't know if I really agree with the way that the education system works. I don't know. My field of my music is almost more just like a rejection of everything that had to do with, I don't know. I mean, I guess like one of the main things about neuroscience that really bothered me was that you're using an imperfect tool to try to objectively study that tool, which doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Like the brain is very fallible. I don't know. It just seemed like if I was going to do something that was totally absurd, I'd rather do something that had no trouble admitting that it was totally absurd. Like if you're just being a musician, it's like, yeah, this is a totally crazy thing to be doing. But at least the value of it is that it's beautiful in that it is kind of meaningless.
Talking to Grimes on Triple J. Hey, tell us about the tour that you were just on last month with Skrillex and Diplo and Doki Monster, etc.
Oh, man, that was really cool. It was like we were on a train with a bunch of musicians and everyone would just work on music all day. Like the most creative environment ever and everyone was so nice. It was one of the biggest shows I'd played and I realized I actually really like playing big shows. And I also really like playing for... It wasn't so much of a hipster crowd. It was just way more of a, like, you know, just general people crowd, which was really nice. People just really wanted to dance. And so you're just going up in front of an audience and all they want to do is dance. And so you're just like, you're being like, hey, I'm giving you dance music. And they're just like, yes. It just, everything about it was great. I also, like, learned so much about, I feel like on the train, I was probably the least competent producer in a lot of ways. And so I feel like I came off that and I went to, like, camp, like, production camp or something.
except the camp was actually on a train. You were on a train learning production from people like Diplo and Skrillex.
Yeah, which is pretty great.
Did you guys make any music together whilst the train was chugging away?
Not so much while the train was chugging. I don't know, like, while the train was chugging. I did some things with some people, but I don't know how much at liberty I am to speak about it at the moment.
Yeah, what happens on the train stays on the train. I understand, Grimes. It's cool. I'm talking to Grimes on Triple J. All right, well, we should talk about, did you mentioned that you wanted to, because you've got amazing merch, you've got vagina rings, but you wanted to get back into the Baroque period and bring out a range of chainmail. Is that what was happening?
Well, chainmail's medieval. I mean, Baroque is like Vivaldi. I actually really do. I just love medieval stuff in general. I just love the brutality of like all things medieval. I really want to start making chainmail because my friend Morgan Black, who made the vagina ring, he's just really good with metalwork and everything. It would be so cool to have chainmail merch.
I would love to see you try and explain to an airline why your merch boxes weigh so much on your way to Australia.
Yeah. True enough.
Well, we're gonna see you in Australia. We'll more than likely see the vagina rings. We can't confirm chainmail merch. Grimes is coming to Australia for Meredith and Sideshows, the 6th of December at the Corner, then the 8th at the Zoo and the 10th at the Oxford Art Factory, as well as Meredith. Grimes, thanks heaps for chatting to Triple J. We'll leave you to your metal wielding or whatever it's called. Metal work.
Cool, yeah, it's metal work.
Lovely to talk to you. Talk to you soon, Claire. See ya.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.